This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All odds is coming up in 6 minutes.
Alex Jones here, back live. I didn't even plug anything last hour because I got so focused with those callers and news and information. But we've got toothpaste specials that are fluoride-free, colloidal silver added, and natural iodine, the deep earth source, and so much more. So just please support us, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. To make your orders. We have a lot of great new T-shirts in, you name it. It's a critical time to fund the war effort against the globalists, especially now that we're in the thick of battle. Now, here is an important report by Gavin Wentz dealing with a new Netflix series marking the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution called Damnation, Celebrating Communist Evil. So, it's all meant to coordinate with what you're about to witness in this country. Here it is.
Today, Netflix releases the first episode of their new series, Damnation.
Our banks and government have all conspired.
I say we call that a miracle, a revolution.
We are moving. There is a
race for love. This is a war between the people of this country. Those who side with wealth and power must be recognized for what they are.
The enemy.
Killers, murderers, drug killers.
Now they're organized in a common revolt.
And moving to North Korea.
Damn National Guard.
All the commies want to get here as fast as they can.
So why am I talking about some silly Netflix show? The series was ordered into production of May of this year, and it's being produced by one of the producers of Game of Thrones, and they only gave them 5 months to produce the series. And why did it desperately need to be aired so soon? And why November 7th? Oh, because it promotes alt-left Antifa resist propaganda. It stars a preacher as the main character who goes around preaching and sparking up resentment and essentially a communist revolt amongst the working class during the 1930s. Not only is it anti-capitalism in nature, but the film is also about class warfare. This series is about the fight against the rich people and the fight against capitalism and those darn white racist people in America. So why should we be concerned about this new series that's pushing anti-capitalist, pro-communist propaganda? It's because we live in America and we have a large amount of zombie idiots that subjectively will soak all of this BS into their minds, and we will have more protesters out there on the streets hating America, hating capitalism, hating white people, and hating rich people, or people that they just perceive as racist. And of course, Damnation wouldn't be the alt-left series that it is today without feminist propaganda.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
I'm a reputation to uphold.
One, you have the preacher's wife who's discontented, distraught with being a housewife. I mean, she just makes those cakes too dry, and she just can't live up to this role that she's supposed to be in, because being a traditional woman, a mother, that's so unfulfilling. The second woman heroine character has a much more fulfilling role. She's an African-American prostitute. Wow, that's so much more fulfilling and invigorating. So being a whore and breaking from traditional roles by shooting up capitalists, industrialists, is so feminist. CNN even writes about the controversial series,
yeah,
acknowledging
hero,
its hostility
like
towards capitalism and its class warfare promoting nature. So essentially, Netflix hired some Game of Thrones producers to produce an anti-capitalist, essentially pro-communist series full of alt-left Antifa propaganda. Okay, Netflix, since you dislike capitalism so much, then you shouldn't mind pro-capitalist Americans boycotting your stupid series.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it like basically celebrates what happened in Texas. And that's it. Just go out and kill a bunch of whites or kill Christians. And, but you're a woman, so it's cool when you blow people's heads off.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano-silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, I'm handing the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to kick off a special 34-hour broadcast starting tomorrow to celebrate the big victory against the globalists that's now spreading worldwide. There's Paul Watson. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, in the bullpen with explosive new information and documentation coming up. But first, I mentioned this a lot. I'm going to play it. I want to get this lady on. I only know her name's Miss Parker. Congressman flips out on pro-life activists after she schools him on abortion. I want to play this and then hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, our great editor of InfoWars.com. But first, here is a lady standing up for all human life, all red blood, which unites us, a beautiful black lady.
Suggest I'm disingenuous shows your ignorance or your absolute inability to deal with Congress people the way they should.
It's Congressman Cohen. He's called for me to be shut down.
Ms. Parker, you brought a comparison between slavery and abortion, and as far as I recall, that's the first of that type of testimony that I have seen before this committee or any committee. Is that an original thought on your part? Have you had others that indexed the same comparison? How did this come about?
Others have looked at it as well. And in fact, when you put the Dred Scott decision next to the Roe v. Wade decision, they read almost verbatim. I'd like to also address something that was brought up earlier, if I may, when it comes to mixing the abortion issue with the challenges that we face in many of our hard-hit communities. I feel it disingenuous that the issues of Medicaid would come up and other opportunities for us to readdress what has happened and broken down in our most distressed zip codes, the way that Planned Parenthood specifically targets these particular zip codes with abortion. Abortion is a leading cause of death in the black community today. Since Roe v. Wade was legalized, 20 million humans have been killed inside of the womb of black women. And then on Halloween, Planned Parenthood tweets out that the black women are safest if they abort their child rather than bring it to term. To the gentleman from Texas who brought up Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, I think that it is important that we put in record that the needs of those that are most vulnerable in society cannot be addressed with abortion. Abortion feeds a narrative that women are victims, that they have no control over their sexual impulses. And as a result of this narrative being forced down into our hardest hit communities, we are seeing now recklessness in sexual activity and marriage has collapsed. In the 50s, 70% of black adults were married. Today, that number is 30%. This is causing a lot more social pathologies that have to be addressed through different types of legislation, not the heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill is to protect the innocent.
Chair, I recognize the gentleman from Tennessee, the ranking member.
Thank you. Firstly, we're in filler time, waiting for somebody to come testify. I would ask that we allow Ms. Jayapal to do filler as well as the the chair. And I'd also like to say that I am not disingenuous about anything I say about Medicaid or Medicare or LIHEAP or SNAP programs. And to suggest I'm disingenuous shows your ignorance or your absolute inability to deal with Congress people the way they should. I believe in those issues, and I think they're proper. And to say I'm disingenuous is just wrong, and I expect an apology.
By the way, for sharecroppers and black women, many times they were forced to have abortions. But treating people like human garbage who can be picked or chosen to live or picked or chosen to die is the essence of slavery. Having no rights is slavery. And those condescending Democrats, I've never heard anyone equate it with racism. Really? Is that why Margaret Sanger set it up to, quote, kill the subhuman black weeds, close quote? Or why Lyndon Baines Johnson funded it to break up black families so he can, quote, kill as many of those N-words in the womb as he could? Is that why MTV weaponized rap music into gangster rap and deployed it? That's all declassified. And Congressman Cohen of Tennessee joins Congressman Wigley of Illinois saying, shut InfoWars down and ban my free speech. And he said, we lied about FEMA camps and about the National Emergency Centers Act that he authored. These men prey on ignorance. These men are monsters. Paul Joseph Watson, take over, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, you mentioned the congressman. We got a big article up on Infowars.com right now because it was not only Twitter in that committee hearing which you played yesterday and today, not only Twitter that brazenly admitted they were censoring Infowars. And again, that's something that we might have glossed over, the fact that they have the general counsel of Twitter, a guy called Sean Edgett, responding to this congressman and saying, basically, yeah, there was a tweet of an InfoWars article trending during the NYC terrorist attack on, I think it was Wednesday last week, and that was bad, and we immediately shut it down and replaced it with mainstream media. He brazenly admitted that and basically said, going forward, that's exactly what they're going to do. Then we had another case on Sunday night when news was breaking about the Texas church massacre, where, again, it was one of my tweets saying, look, this is the guy's LinkedIn page. He's into all these typically social justice type issues. It was his LinkedIn page. It wasn't fake news. That was at the top of some Google search result for God knows how long. And they had an absolute meltdown. The left, the mainstream media, all these verified people on Twitter, absolute meltdown. I didn't even know that it was the top of the Google search results.
And by the way, Paul, they want to be the ruling class. And then in these incredible videos that you have in your article, they admit we're going to have AI censor people. The heads of Twitter and Google are saying, yes, we're aware that Paul Watson's article was top linked. We took it down. And then the congressman's like, well, you better move faster next time. And then it's a true story about a famous imam that goes on Fox News and warned of truck attacks, which happened. And then the Republican congressman says, this is actually a real article. What are you talking about? So, Paul, this is so bombshell, and your article's been out for hours. I'm sorry I didn't report on it more, because we won't exist if we don't. The listeners have to get upset about this. The headline is, bombshell. Twitter, Google, Facebook admit plan to censor InfoWars. We'll put that back on screen, please, because, again, we tend to look at all the other news, including myself. We look at News Wars and InfoWars like we're chopped liver. This is a really, really important story. It needs to go everywhere. It's absolutely critical. Bombshell. Twitter, Google admit deliberately censoring InfoWars. Why are they so scared of us, Paul?
Because we resonate far easier than they do. It's not rocket science. Just imagine how big we'd be. And we're not even that big at this point, but just imagine how big we would be if they didn't censor us. This is with all the algorithm changes. I've talked about it before, Alex. I used to search for InfoWars articles when I was writing articles to search for stuff that I'd written in the past that I could refer back to in my articles. Now, like every other time I search my own name in InfoWars and then some other key terms, it's the Salon.com hit piece is right at the top. They've changed their entire algorithm to bury us, to censor us, and still we get to the top. Because we resonate with people and because people don't trust the mainstream media. They can never claw back that reputation. which is why they want even more severe censorship. And it all comes back to this. The Democrats, the left, created this whole fake news narrative. They created a moral panic. They weaponized it as an excuse because they lost the election. They're using that to censor alternate viewpoints, even alternate coverage of news, which is completely true. That
and
was
Paul,
his
and Paul, his Paul, they're so disconnected. They're going, yes, I saw InfoWars was at the top at lunch. We took it down. He's like, good, do it quicker. I mean, it's sensational. Yeah. It's like seeing the communist Chinese live time in their computers censoring Falun Gong. I mean, it's so sensational. Don't they get the Streisand effect that the more they try to suppress us, the more it explodes?
Well, you saw that a couple of weeks ago when YouTube put my video behind a censorship wall. Luckily, we got someone within YouTube to take a look at it. After it came back out of censorship, after we saw the view count again, because of course they hide the view count when they censor it, it got like 300,000 extra views. So they never learn. Now with this case, with what happened on Sunday night with the Texas Church Massacre, Gizmodo, all these other publications ranted, triggered about it. We'll get into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live 4th Hour. We're going to talk about how they are not only censoring, but now it's going to get even more intense. Because even despite the censorship that's already going on, they're still losing. We're still defeating them. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live 4th Hour. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pain, nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about this article, which is up on Infowars.com right now. Bombshell, Twitter, Google admit deliberately censoring Infowars. We talk about internet censorship, social media censorship constantly on this show because we continue to have to battle it on a weekly basis. Kind of gets, people get jaded, they don't really respond to it, but the fact that we have to continue battling this same tedious issue week after week after week, it kind of derails us from pushing our main narrative, but it has to be done, because if we didn't, then we'd just fold over and they'd completely censor us into oblivion. Now, of course, this emerged out of a House Intelligence Committee hearing into Russian meddling in the presidential election, for which there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever, but it was a Democratic congressman who was basically triggered by the fact that during the New York City terrorist attack in Manhattan last week, an Infowars.com article came up near the top or at the top of their trending hashtag, which of course was specifically selected by Twitter, so it was a particularly big one during that time period. And the article was about an imam who said he warned Mayor de Blasio in New York about terror radicalization in New York City. And, of course, he later provided the letter showing that he warned him. The imam's claim was that the Mayor de Blasio, who, of course, we know went to hang out basically with Antifa in Hamburg, Germany a few months ago during that riot, his claim was that de Blasio was more concerned about bashing Trump, criticizing Trump, than focusing on the very terror radicalization process that was taking place in his own city. Okay? Nothing fake about that news. Was there an imam that made a claim that he warned de Blasio and that, in his opinion, de Blasio ignored it because he was more concerned with bashing Trump? Yes, yes, yes. Completely true. That's not fake news. Fake news is when actual fake news websites make up completely inane, insane stories about stuff that provably never happened. There was one last week about Katy Perry saying that, I think it was something like necrophilia was good or eating corpses was good or something, okay? That's fake news. Reporting accurately on what a top imam, who's verified on Twitter, got a huge following, said during that New York City terrorist attack, reporting on what he said is not fake news. You can argue and say, well, de Blasio probably has a lot of things to focus on. He didn't ignore it. But you can't argue that this imam didn't make that claim. That's not fake news. In fact, in these clips that we've already played, the Republican congressman comes back and says, that's completely subjective. You can't just say something's fake news because it makes Mayor de Blasio look bad, okay? That's not how it works. But it is how it works for the Democrats. It's why they created the term in the first place. That's why they weaponized it. And I flashed back today on Twitter to an article out of The Observer with the headline, Stanford study finds fake news didn't tip election against Clinton. They did a huge study, Stanford University. Not only did they find that fake news didn't impact the election, didn't have enough reach to impact the election, but the top fake news stories, the top two fake news stories that were actually proven fake and had the most traffic during the election period benefited Hillary Clinton. They were Hillary Clinton positive stories. Most people who believed them They were the two biggest news stories that most people believe, fake news stories. They were both pro-Hillary Clinton. So this entire narrative that fake news helped Donald Trump win, complete BS. If anything, it helped Hillary Clinton. That's not InfoWars saying that. Stanford University. Yet they still push this narrative. And of course, they all ganged up on us again on Sunday night, as I mentioned during the Texas Church Massacre, when one of my tweets temporarily got to the top of Google search rankings, which was a post. One of them was about the fact that the shooter had posted an image of a what looked like an AR-15 on his Facebook page, completely true. Another one was a screenshot from his LinkedIn page, completely true. And Gizmodo and all these other verified liberals on Twitter had an absolute meltdown. I said to them, look, 26 people have just been brutally massacred. Could have been way more. And your first concern is who gets the most traffic on Twitter. That was their first concern. I didn't even know about it until the next day. I didn't know my tweets were top of Google. I don't care. There's no strategy. I didn't know it until the next day. So then the New York Times contacted me last night and said, oh, what's your strategy for getting your tweets to the top of Google search rankings? I responded, I don't have one. I didn't even know until they all freaked out about it in these news reports that I read the next day. There is no strategy. I'm not gaming the algorithm. I'm simply making interesting, newsworthy, timely tweets. Now, some people came out in the immediate aftermath of the shooting before we knew the facts, and they were speculating as to the motive and whatever. I wasn't even doing that. I was just reporting on what I was seeing from the live media coverage, from all the different reporters that were covering it, the Fox News live stream. That's all I was doing. And all the people trying to find his social media history while they were deleting it in real time. That's all I was doing. I wasn't trying to spin a narrative, was just covering a breaking news story. That was it. And so it got to the top of Google Twitter search results. And they all freaked out. Because again, they don't resonate. Not only do they not have a strategy for getting their content out, nobody's interested in their content. Because they don't trust the mainstream media, and because they lie, and because they just don't have the knack of resonating and knowing what people are going to be interested in when those kind of breaking news events happen. And again, the whole fake news thing was a moral panic created by the Democrats as yet another excuse for them losing the election. It's been proven to have not had any impact on the election. Let's read from the actual study, as told in this Observer article, Stanford study finds fake news didn't tip election against Clinton. Alcott and Genscow, who were the two main researchers, said, our data suggests social media are not the most important source of election news, and even the most widely circulated fake news stories were seen by only a fraction, small fraction, of Americans. For fake news to have changed the outcome of the election, a single fake news story would need to have convinced about 0.7% of Clinton voters and non-voters who saw it to shift their votes to Trump, they added. For fake news to have changed the outcome of the election, a single fake article would need to have had the same persuasive effect as 36 television campaign ads. And they say, and it's the subheadline of the article, ironically, the most widely believed fake news stories were those that benefited Hillary Clinton. So again, they can spin this narrative for as long as they like that fake news won Trump the election. Yes, there is fake news, but it's easy to tell the difference between somebody's opinion about something. As the congressman, the Republican congressman Chris Stewart said in those videos, it's easy to tell between opinion, a certain take on different breaking news events, and outright contrived, obviously phony fake news. They've conflated the two to try and silence and censor voices that make them look bad. That's what it's all about, and they're still pushing this narrative now even at a congressional House committee level. We'll be back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. More breaking news coming soon. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live. It is fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I just want to tell you about some of the limited time sales specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're bringing back a fan favorite with DNA Force for a limited time. You can grab this incredible formula for a huge 25% off discount. So make sure you stock up before we run out again by taking advantage of that discount. We're also ending the sale on another amazing product, Survival Shield X2, for 40% off. Grab your bottle of high-powered nascent iodine before the end of the day to save big. Silver Bullet sales also coming to an end. You can get a massive 50% off Silver Bullet right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other specials, which include DNA Force, back in stock at 25% off, Super Male Vitality for 30% off, and Biome Defense Pack is back in stock at 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Support this network, and not only support us, but trigger the verified libtards on Twitter. They had an absolute meltdown a few days ago. They found an ad that I had cut for Brain Force, which, by the way, you should also get at InfoWarsStore.com. Always use the opportunity to promote it even more. They had a meltdown over an ad that I cut in April. What are we now? November. Like 6-7 months ago in April, I cut an ad for Brain Force. And they found it like it was some secret, and they were like, oh my God, this is the funniest thing ever. So they literally had an autistic screeching fit over an ad of me promoting Brain Force, which is a nootropic, which like literally half the people in Silicon Valley take, which everybody has their different brand of. Oh, but when InfoWars does it, it's bad and it's funny somehow. If that's the best they've got, we advertise products that got 5-star independent reviews that you see right there on InfoWarsStore.com, Brainforce Plus. They had an absolute meltdown. It was hilarious. They were so triggered by the fact that they found this ad, which has been on the internet for like nearly half a year, of me talking about how Brainforce gives you mental clarity and more energy. They wrote in Vice.com. This ad is 6 months old. Listen, if this is the best they've got against yours truly, that I advertised Brain Force 6 months ago, it's like, look, everybody in Silicon Valley takes some kind of nootropic. This isn't like some hokey snake oil. I mean, Joe Rogan built his entire podcast on selling his version of the exact same product. You're going to go after Joe Rogan too? Absolutely incredible that they had all these massive hissy fits over me making an ad for Brainforce. Well, here I'm making another one right now. Gonna get triggered over this? Good. We'll sell even more bottles of it. You're literally making InfoWars and me money with your autistic hissy fits. Carry on with your autistic screeching, because it's a lot funnier from my perspective. That's all. If that's all you've got, it's quite pathetic at this point. Get your Brainforce right now. Brainforce Plus, personally recommended by me at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, stock up simply because of those articles. You remember the BuzzFeed hit piece, which made us a ton of money, by the way. Thanks, BuzzFeed. Do the same. Get your Brainforce right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Directly recommended by me, okay? I'm proud of it, all right? There you go. So we're going to turn back to the massacre in Texas. Absolutely chilling details coming out about that today. First, though, I want to go to this Trump clip where he's talking about the fact that possibly hundreds more people, if this shooter had been allowed to continue his rampage, would have been dead right now if not for a responsible person with a firearm. Let's go to that clip.
You've talked about wanting to put extreme vetting on people trying to come into the United States, but I wonder if you would consider extreme vetting for people trying to buy a gun.
Well, you know, you're bringing up a situation that probably shouldn't be discussed too much right now, but it's okay if you feel that that's an appropriate question, even though we're the heart of South Korea. If you did what you're suggesting, there would have been no difference 3 days ago, and you might not have had that very brave person who happened to have a gun or a rifle in his truck go out and shoot him and hit him and neutralize him. And I can only say this, if he didn't have a gun, instead of having 26 dead, he would have had hundreds more dead.
And are you considering any kind of gun control policy going forward?
And you look at the city with the strongest gun laws in our nation is Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Chicago is a disaster. If this man didn't have a gun or a rifle, you'd be talking about a much worse situation in the great state of Texas.
So that's Trump today in South Korea talking about Texas church massacre. Of course, he mentioned Chicago. I actually worked it out yesterday. They've had so many gun deaths, and this is just gun deaths alone. It's not even including all the other murders. If you take it, if you take the numbers from the Texas church massacre, which are tragic, but 26 dead last time we checked, 10 victims are still critical. That number could go higher. But 26 victims dead. So this year alone, Chicago has had almost 22, the equivalent of 22 Texas church massacres, simply from people who have been murdered with guns. And as Trump said, highest, most stringent, strictest gun control regulations in the country, which suggests to you that it's more of a culture issue than a gun issue. Now, of course, the immediate narrative after the massacre was being spewed from all sides by the verified liberals once again. The NRA is a terrorist group. Ban the NRA. Don't just ban guns, ban the NRA. Well, it turns out, of course, armed citizen who helped stop Texas church massacre was a former NRA member. And bang goes your narrative. Deflated, gone, done. We're hearing a lot about the evil NRA in the wake of the Texas church shooting, which left 26 people dead. In the eyes of the left, it's the National Rifle Association that shoulders the blame for the carnage. And you saw all the tweets. 15, 20, 25,000 retweets are all viral. Ban the NRA, it's a terrorist organization. Except that's not true at all. In fact, the NRA should be praised for doing exactly what it actually does. Training people how to properly and safely use firearms. And of course, Stephen Williford is being credited, he's being hailed, rightly so, as the hero for helping to bring Sunday's mass shooting to an end, as at least one round from his rifle found a small gap in the perpetrator's body armor and caused the killer to drop his weapon and retreat to his vehicle. And of course, that's when they had the big chase. Before the police even arrived, there was also another individual, another gun owner, shooting at him. He drove away, crashed into a ditch, and ended up killing himself. So an NRA member, an armed, responsible NRA member with a gun, stopped this massacre from being even worse. Remember what? There are at least 50 people in that church who could have been slaughtered. 26 is way bad enough, but it could have been a lot, lot worse if not for this armed, responsible individual. Now, speaking of this incident, and after the break, we're going to play my video, which I put up yesterday, which asked the pertinent questions, which have yet to be answered. Imagine this. This is the scenario I painted in the video. So imagine if an Islamophobe, somebody who hates Muslims, is on Facebook for days and weeks beforehand, posting how stupid Islam is, how much he hates Muslims. He's posting that over and over again to the point where his own friends are blocking him on Facebook because he just won't shut up about it. Then a few days later, he goes into a mosque and tries to massacre 50 Muslims, having told us all about how much he hated Muslims over the past several days and weeks. How do you think the media would react after finding that out? Would they consider for a second that his motive could have been something to do with the fact that he hated Muslims, or would they still call it a mystery? Well, that's exactly what happened in the case of this shooter in Texas. He posted anti-Christian, basically hate speech on Facebook for days and weeks beforehand. He went into a church, he massacred 26 people, tried to kill even more. Oh, but it's a domestic dispute. There's no real evidence for that. He sent a mean text message, I think, to his mother-in-law, but they're not even considering the fact this could be an anti-Christian hate crime. We'll get more into that after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling for
free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universal being, for those who wish to be.
Are we alive? It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're still talking about the fallout from this horrific Texas church massacre. Now, of course, it came out today. The shooter was going around inside the church shooting children and babies who were crying as this whole thing unfolded. Absolutely chilling. Of course, we know the stories of the parents and mothers who tried in vain to shield their own children from the bullets. Now, even more horrific details are coming out about this, which is why we need to try harder than ever to get to the root of the motivation. We've been told it was a domestic dispute. There's not really been any other information. A report from CNN says that Kelly, the shooter, had sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law, who occasionally attended the Sutherland Springs Church. Of course, she didn't attend on the day he carried out the massacre, his grandmother-in-law was among those killed, but it appears that she was the only relation to the shooter who was actually in the church at the time of the massacre. Now it turns out that he, after beating up his ex-wife and child, had escaped from a mental hospital in 2012. But of course, I come back again to these anti-Christian Facebook posts. They had a number of his friends, and I talked to one of them, who basically said that he hated Christians, he was a militant atheist, back at school he was an emo kid, and no, that doesn't mean that all emo kids are going to be mass shooters. We all went through those kind of periods at school. I mean, I was a grunge kid. Everybody kind of went through a period where they were, you know, part of the in crowd, part of the fringe crowd. Difference is, you get over that, okay? You mature. This is what I posted on Twitter earlier today. I think a big thing with these mass shooters is we have a serious problem in society of young people in this atomized society where people have less connection with each other. This narcissistic culture that encourages young men to be adolescents well into their late 20s and 30s. So they walk around with this aggrieved attitude that they're the victim. And yeah, that's fine when you're age 13 to 18, when you're an emo kid. You know, a lot of people go through that stage. But they're carrying it on. And social media helps them do this. This narcissistic culture helps them do this. This idea that you can attain fame by carrying out an atrocity, which the media plays into, contributes to this. Again, most of these mass shooters, it turns out they're man babies who never get past this teenage emo grunge goth stage. They have arrested development. They turn to nihilism. They turn to despair. And again, they carry out atrocities to gain instant, even if it's posthumous, but instant fame. Let's go to the video, what they're not telling you about the Texas church massacre. Here it is. At least 26 people were killed and 20 wounded when a gunman opened fire inside a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And of course, both left and right immediately began blaming the massacre on their own respective enemies by conflating it with all white people, all left-wingers, all right-wingers, all atheists, whoever they hate the most. Now, hands up, I've been at fault for that in the past too. But let's be honest, it's not only callous, it's just incredibly tedious at this point. But by the same token, the need to understand the motives and factors behind the attack serves two purposes. One, it gives us some clues to try to prevent it from happening again. And two, it at least offers some explanation, however twisted, of why it happened, which is also a psychological coping mechanism that humans crave after every senseless incident like this. So what do we know about the motive at this point? The gunman was a committed atheist who bothered his friends on Facebook by incessantly calling Christians stupid. And that doesn't mean all atheists bear responsibility. Just as the blame for Dylan Roof's massacre shouldn't have been put on all white people or all Christians, as many did. But what it does mean is that this could have been an anti-Christian hate crime. Imagine this, an Islamophobe relentlessly posts on Facebook about how stupid Muslims are, then goes and shoots up a mosque massacring 26 Muslims. Would the media say his motive was a mystery? No, if it was just a personal dispute, why try to slaughter everyone in the church? Now, it may come out that there was a personal motive, but if they come out and claim it had nothing to do with his hatred of Christians, it's gonna look very odd. What role, if any, did mind-altering SSRI drugs play in this massacre? Medication that creates a disassociative mood that puts people in an emotionally dead, trance-like state. Remember, the significant majority of mass shooters in the US have been on SSRI drugs. But the media never wants to talk about it because pharmaceutical giants who produce drugs like Zoloft, Prozac, and Paxil spend around $2.4 billion on direct-to-consumer television advertising every single year. The reaction to the shooting from the alt-left was, of course, completely predictable. They labeled the NRA a terrorist group despite no mass shooting having ever been carried out by an NRA member. They blamed the Second Amendment and gun owners despite the fact that it was a responsible armed citizen who stopped the attack. They blamed all white people, despite the fact that white people are actually underrepresented in mass shootings. They were also angry at me because Google linked to some of my tweets. Right, so 26 people have just been slaughtered, and your first concern is who's getting the most traffic to their tweets. And speaking of tweets, some of them were almost as soul-crushingly depraved as the attack itself.
The murdered victims were in a church. If prayers did anything, they'd be alive, you worthless sack of sh**.
Right, so your gut reaction to 26 Christians being massacred is to insult Christians and Christianity. That's horrible.
Sutherland Springs is in rural Texas. These are all likely 45 voters. This is karma in action. Good riddance.
Oh, and the children who died?
You gotta crack eggs to make an omelette.
No words. Just no words.
Innocent people go to church on Sunday to honor their God, and while doing so get shot and killed. What country? America. Why? Republicans!
Statistically, 72% of the victims were Republicans. Probably more. So hashtag not all Muslims are to blame for terror, but all Republicans are to blame for one guy shooting up a church full of mostly Republicans. James T. Hodgkinson, a Democrat, just tried to massacre a bunch of Republicans 5 months ago. They were still removing the dead bodies from the church when she tweeted that. Let that sink in.
Don't worry, everybody. It was a white man who slaughtered half the church in Texas. That means everything's just fine. No terrorism.
First off, if your response to the slaughter of 26 white people is to get on Twitter and spew anti-white racism, take a serious look in the friggin' mirror. And if he did it because he hated Christians, then it was terrorism, you relentless prick. Terrorism is based on motive, not skin colour. How many times do I have to say it? Let's be honest here, the West in general has a massive problem with Islamic terrorism. America has a massive problem with mass shootings, and people downplay or exaggerate one or the other based on their politics. Why can't we just acknowledge that both are a huge problem? And whereas with Islamic terrorists, the attackers are motivated by the promise of a glorious afterlife, domestic mass shooters seem to be motivated by the belief that there is no afterlife. They're bathed in a culture that exalts narcissism and the idea that anyone can achieve instant fame, and that fame is all that matters. Not through talent or hard work, but by generating mindless controversy. The ultimate extreme example of which is by carrying out an atrocity. And the media instantly provides these losers with the posthumous celebrity that they craved their entire life.
We've had 20 years of mass murders, throughout which I have repeatedly told CNN and our other media, if you don't want to propagate more mass murders, don't start the story with sirens blaring.
The school day had only just begun when the attacker struck.
Don't have photographs of the killer.
The 17-year-old's three-hour rampage ended in his own death.
Don't make this 24/7 coverage.
The German Chancellor is about to give her reaction. We'll bring that to you live.
Do everything you can not to make the body count the lead story.
Carnage in the classroom. 16 people are dead.
Not to make the killer some kind of anti-hero.
Dressed in black combat gear, the gunman opened fire at random.
Do localize this story to the affected community and make it as boring as possible in every other market. Because every time we have intense saturation coverage of a mass murder, we expect to see one or two more within a week.
But how can we stop turning mass shooters into macabre celebrities without limiting press freedom? It's virtually impossible. As opposed to Islamic terrorists, whose entire existence is enriched with meaning, however barbaric it seems to us, the domestic mass shooters' radicalization process seems to stem from a vacuum of meaning and purpose in life. A vacuum that's easily filled by despair and nihilism. I think we need to dig deeper and realize that these kids come from a culture that's lost faith in itself. Society is becoming more and more atomized, and that lack of empathy and cohesion is sure to produce one thing: lonely, isolated, alienated monsters who lash out with brutal, bloody resentment. Please celebrate the lives of the victims. Please celebrate the heroes. The mother who died while protecting her young children. The residents who chased the gunman away, preventing an even higher death toll. Please donate to the Sutherland Springs Church via the link in the description.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium.